Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Wow, what a joyful start to your eighth season.
Yes, I'm so happy we got to play as first notes a commission. I think first that's maybe what we should always be doing, because we nurture the new generation of musicians and we're so in admiration of the talent of Valerie Coleman. She knows some of our musicians because she was a flutist, and you know, I think her music has something so touching right away. I think it grabs the audience's attention in the best possible way, and it is indeed joyful. And this Umoja was intended as a hymn for unity. And what better way to start a season than talking about unity? And therefore, I thought was a great segue to the Bartok, which was heard with Hélène Grimaud, who's one of my closest friends in music and one of the closest friends of the orchestra for many years in music, with a work of Bartok, which was premiered by our orchestra. So it's rooted in history. And it's his late work, so of course we can feel the poetry and maybe an aspect of testament to it. But as in every Bartok, there's this essential dance quality and folk that also relates very well to the Umoja, I feel.
And the idea that music is enriched and transformed by different cultures kind of carries over to the Dvorak, which we were about to hear.
Indeed, that's the overarching idea for this program. And the New World Symphony, I still think that the best aspect of it is to blend melodies from really the quintessential American idea, especially from the Europeans' perspective, of great spaces and nature, and a kind of then nostalgic feeling from Dvorak feeling lonely here in America compared to, you know, longing to go back to his European roots. But it seems that the Czech folklore and the American folk just communicate through this piece. And instead of being something that's about only one aspect of our world, it's actually something that gives already a message of unity.
We're about to hear it, and it's always interesting that the Largo, the second movement, became the basis for a folk song after Dvorak wrote the piece.
Yeah, I think these composers, Dvorak and Brahms, are good examples. They were able to capture the essence of what makes a melody. You know, we would talk today in the terms of pop song, you know, how to make a greatest hit, and that there's something like a bit of an earworm to it. And I think Dvorak was able to do this, capture the aspects of something very popular and invent it so that it could inspire after him some even more popular pieces. The same way that Brahms did for his Hungarian dances. He actually did not use existing Hungarian folk melodies. He just studied the Hungarian folklore and imitated it somehow, and in its turn created a new genre of folk music.
Well, it is exciting, and it kind of reinforces this idea that music is constantly being transformed and reinvented for the time today. And actually, this program also illustrates some of the themes that you're going to be exploring this season. Do you want to talk about any of those?
Definitely with Valerie Coleman, we had Women Now, which is one of our overarching features of the season. A lot of women composing music on the podium as soloists, tribute also to our great women in our orchestra, also in leadership positions. I think it's very important to this awareness and this feature and celebrate the women who are bringing so much to our classical music world.
Thank you so much, Yannick Nzay-Séguin.
Thank you, as ever.